At the 2013 AgConnect Expo and Summit, I'm visiting with Sarah Mooney, who is the show director. And Sarah, it looks like we're off to a good start.
Yeah, we really are. We're about to kick off the show here in about half hour. And everyone's putting those finishing touches, polishing up that equipment, and getting ready to go.
Well, you know, besides the trade show floor, which has all this equipment and companies here, and as I understand it, a lot of them bringing in some of their top executives to talk with customers, you got a lot of co-located events going on, too.
Yeah, there are over 30 co-located meetings and events going on during the AgConnect show week. Some of them have already kicked off, and some of them are going to just take place throughout the show week. So we anticipate a lot of attendees coming in for those events. U.S. Custom Harvesters Annual Convention is one of them. National Farmers Organization Annual Meeting is another. Over eight dealer meetings, and also a number of other association meetings as well. So there's a lot going on. There's something for everybody.
Tell me a little bit about this year's show, kind of in relation to last year, your expectations here for the number of exhibitors you've got and those kinds of things.
Yeah, we have broken really all records with this show compared to the 2011 show in Atlanta. We have the largest number of exhibitors. We have over 390 exhibitors here in the hall. And compared to 2011, we have over 30% more exhibits space out there. So it is a bigger hall. There are more exhibitors. We've already sold more education tickets. We have a record number of education sessions for people to choose from. And about 25% of those are free on the center stage here in the exhibit hall with the purchase of a show badge. So there truly are topics ranging from A to Z, takeaways. There's a lot of interaction with the expert speakers. With our masterclass program, we have a networking zone that takes place after each session. Attendees can go and have coffee with other producers in that session, as well as the speaker, and chat with them about their particular issues, challenges, questions, what have you. So there's a lot of one-on-one with experts, with industry leaders, and as you mentioned, with the executives and also product engineers and developers in the booths in the exhibit hall.
Well, and one thing I can say, if we're going to compare to 2011, better weather here this time.
Yeah, I mean, we were, I think, mid-70s yesterday and sunny. It's pretty warm out there today. I know there's a weather pattern coming through, but it looks like it's going to be just fine. We're in the Midwest. We're all used to this. So, I think it's going to be great weather throughout the show week.
Okay, well, that's great to give us a little bit of a kind of a preview of how things are going here early as we're about to begin the 2013 AgConnect Expo in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.